Made in America, but not necessarily by Americans. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Part of the new immigration compromise in the Senate would allow as many as 300,000 additional foreign high-tech workers to come to America and take high-paying jobs at companies like Google and Microsoft with salaries up to $100,000 a year. Companies say they just can't find Americans with the right skills, which is why they need more of these so-called H-1B visas. But Dr. Ron Hira of the Rochester Institute of Technology and an expert on outsourcing says there's no skill gap. It's just that some tech companies are determined to depress wages.
No, enrollments are up in computer science. Enrollments are up in engineering.
So I called up the University of Washington and talked to Ed Lazowska, who's not only a professor of computer science, he's the Bill and Melinda Gates professor of computer science. And he tells a very different story, that in the current decade,
there will be 1.3 million available jobs in computer science. And the number of graduates qualified for those jobs produced by American universities is about half that number.
So he says there is, in fact, a shortage. And if we don't put more money into our computer science departments, there'll be an even bigger shortage.
In my program at the University of Washington, we have to turn away more than two-thirds of the students who want to major in computer science.
But there's some good news, too.
Student this year who has been doing well in high school and applies to the University of Washington and heads for the computer science program can be doing an internship at Microsoft or Amazon or Google in a year.
No matter which version of the immigration bill passes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.